Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, the show centered around paying attention to what is being paid attention to, with your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper.
Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Attention Talk Radio. Today is Friday, June the 4th, year 2010, at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our topic today is ADD resources. Wow, what a resource. And I'm very excited about today's show. With us in our virtual studio is Kathy Engel, the Director of Operations of ADD Resources. We're going to get into our topic for a minute, but first, items of business. The last couple weeks we've been running a promotion here at Attention Talk Radio for the first time. We were offering 1 month of free coaching if you would send your email address in with your name and telephone number, and we had a drawing 5 o'clock at the end of last Friday with those were in, and congratulations to Bruce in Lutz, Florida. We've already contacted Bruce, and things are underway. So everyone, thanks for participating. For those that sent your emails to us, and see how things go, and hopefully we'll offer something like this again in the future. I want to talk about programming real quick in the month of June. Next week, we're very excited. We're going to have Ken Zarezny on the show. We're going to have an open discussion about coaching those diagnosed with ADHD and bipolar. Ken has been in this space for a very long period of time out of Chicago, and I'm exceptionally excited to have him on the show. I think it's going to make for a great program. And then 2 weeks after that, we're going to be featuring some best of Attention Talk Radio, as I will be out of town for about 2 weeks, actually backpacking on the Appalachian Trail, away from cell phones, the internet, and everything for a much-needed break with a bunch of teenage boys and scouting program. But we will reconvene again July the 2nd with a program that will be posted here shortly. But you guys can get all that information by accessing our website. You're here to learn about ADD resources. And ADD Resources for Everyone is a nonprofit organization in Tacoma, Washington. It provides information to help individuals with ADHD help achieve their full potential through education and support. Resources include free monthly teleconferences focusing on issues and challenges of ADHD, online screening tests, podcasts from a variety of experts, as well as books and articles and support groups, all designed as an outreach to those diagnosed with ADHD or impacted by its effects and unique challenges. And as I had mentioned, we have Kathy Engel, the Director of Operation of the organization, with our studio. So welcome to the program, Kathy.
Hi, Jeff. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's very excited about having you on. I've been familiar with your organization for a period of time, and when we were going through the show, just naming it was easy. ADD Resources. I love the name, and wow, what a resource, because it is an incredible resource. And I think the goal of mine today is to kind of help everyone understand what your organization is about and understand your website as kind of a portal or a central place for people to kind of go to get information on ADD in various type forms, because after all, the internet can be kind of overwhelming, and if you can go to one place that kind of consolidates that stuff, I think it's a great opportunity. So to get into things, let's begin. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about the organization, kind of how it started, and a little bit of like where it started and where it is today?
Sure. So our organization was founded by a woman named Cynthia Hammer, and I think it was back in 92. Her son was actually, or her son had been diagnosed with ADHD, and she said to the son's pediatrician, "I think I have ADHD," after she started reading, and he said, "You do." So basically, the son's pediatrician diagnosed her with ADD back in 92. And there wasn't a lot out there for adults with ADD, so I think she felt really alone. She had gone to a conference in the spring of 93 and met some other people in the area, and they set up a support group back here in Tacoma. She then founded the corporation in 94. And at that time, they sort of had grown to 4 support groups. We now have 6 in the area, and obviously expanded it to not just for adults with ADD, but children with ADD. So we have almost everything we do is web-based. Our main goal is to educate people about ADHD and to help them find what they need, whether it's a provider, whether it's just reading information, whether it's just other resources on the internet. There's a lot of stuff out there, like you said, Jeff, and it's helpful to have it kind of all in the same area. And there are a lot of other great websites out there to learn more about ADHD. So that's kind of how we started. Cynthia became a coach herself, and she sort of moved on from the organization. I think 2007 was her last year,
mm-hmm.
and I started in 2008. And just kind of continued doing what she started doing, which is having conferences, annual conferences, teachers' workshops, the support group. We also do the teleconferences that we have
mm-hmm.
monthly, and then those are saved to our website and available as podcasts.
Absolutely. Well, I want to kind of start breaking down the information in a second, but before we get into that, the organization is basically run by volunteers, correct?
Yes. Yes, I'm the director, and we have a board of directors that's very active in all of our events and helping sort of run things. And then we have a number of adults that volunteer their time, help us put on the conferences, keep the support groups together, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. So other than yourself, because I guess you are the only paid employee, everybody else, the whole organization is put together. This whole thing runs, basically, with the exception to you, as a voluntary board and a voluntary group of volunteers that have been doing this, literally, going back to since 1993, right?
Yeah, 94, I think, is when they actually incorporated, but yes.
That's pretty impressive in and of itself to have a volunteer organization that's been running that long with that many people helping out and just kind of, you know, providing like these types of services. And I highlight that because as we start to talk about what you've amassed here is pretty impressive for that, passionate group of people.
Right. It takes a lot to keep it going, and it's but it energizes you because it does keep going. So you definitely, it's nice to put into an organization, be part of an organization like this.
Absolutely. So, Just to kind of, I'm actually sitting here looking at your homepage, and I guess let's kind of like talk through what resources are available and kind of the different layers. So at its most basic level, much of the services that you provide are actually for free, right?
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
And there's a variety of things, and on your website, it's kind of nice because you kind of delineate. There's a teleclass or teleconferences, podcasts, bookstores, resources, local events, and reading material.
Right.
So I guess let's talk about the teleconferences first.
Okay.
When are they? What's available?
I schedule them about once a month, sometimes twice a month. I try to alternate them between topics for adults with ADD and for kids with ADD. And I try to get people that are recognized, either they've written books or there's some type of authority on ADD, ADHD. They're free. We don't charge for them, other than if there's any long distance. You dial the number at the time that the conference is starting, enter the access code, and you can listen and participate. You can ask questions. They're usually about an hour. Sometimes they run a little bit over. But they're available to everybody.
That's available to everybody. And if you go to the website, can you click on teleconferences and actually get a schedule of upcoming?
You can click on teleconferences. We just had one with Keith Lowe up there at the end of May. So next one, Sarah Wright's going to speak. She wrote the book Fidget to Focus. And then Deidre Levecki, another book, Gifted Children with ADHD and Different Syndromes. And then we have a gentleman that actually just became one of our board members, talks about ADD and the school in schools and the future of ADD, because it's so important for people with ADD to get the right type of learning environment so that they're doing well.
And you get a variety of experts coming on, from mental health professionals to coaches to organizational professionals, I presume, to writers, authors, researchers, et cetera, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We really try to vary the topics. So we might have one on finances or one on just, you know, relationships, but all related to ADD. But yeah, we really try to vary both the types of people we get and also the topics.
And these teleconferences are free to everyone who wants to come participate in them. I'm just listening, right?
They're free, other than if there's any kind of long distance, because they're generally not a 1-800 number.
Sure.
But there's no charge for them, so they just listen into them, and there they are. That's all they do.
Excellent. So we've got the teleconferences that are kind of topical. Those are nice because you can listen and ask questions. But you also have podcasts. Tell us about podcasts.
So our podcasts, when we do our teleconferences, they're all recorded, and then they go on our website. And we have over 80 different podcasts on our website right now. And they're all divided into subjects, from academics to coexisting conditions, coping strategies, diagnosis and treatment, parenting, relationships, skill building, gender issues, workplace issues. So there's a lot of different topics. And those are available for members. So members have access to all of those. The initial teleconference is for everybody, but the podcasts are available for members. Some of them are available for a small charge for non-members, and some are members only.
And we're going to talk about that a little bit as we get kind of to the end. There's the free side and the member side, but for the most part, the podcasts are the archive shows, some of which are available for free, but many of them are for members, or there's at least a little charge for them, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Awesome. And next resources is the bookstore.
So the bookstore, basically I try to research and get all new books that come out on the topic, new books as well as classic books on ADHD. And there's little descriptions of them, little photos, but there's a lot of, I'm not even sure how many books we have up there now, but we try to keep it very current and keep the latest books out. Those are available for purchase through our website, and they're mailed out to you directly out of our office here.
There's a whole host of them that are on here. Now, I trust you haven't read all of these.
No. Yeah, I try to read them, but there really are a lot of books out there on ADD. So, but they're very interesting, and it's also nice to have those all in one place, because it's difficult to go into just a bookstore, physical bookstore, and find the selection that we have. There are other websites. Certainly Amazon has a ton of books on ADD as well. So,
it's funny because I'll tell this personal story. I've told the listeners before, I have dyslexia and a learning disability, which has lent itself to coaching and kind of how I got into actually kind of specializing and working with those with ADD. And I can tell you, reading is difficult to me. And just I'm on the website right now looking at all the books. They got like pictures of the covers, which is visual, helps me. But just to have everything kind of in one place, because reading is a challenge for me, just been able to go to one site and say, wow, here's all these books. And I can get a sense of what's out there, even for me to go here and say, these are relevant books on ADD. Not that I would go read them all, but I can go talk to people about them, because my favorite is, what do you think about this book? And if they read it, like, why do you think I should read it, and which part would be good for you? That helps me kind of laser in myself on the important ones. And I got to tell you, it's just nice to be able to go to a place and have them all consolidated in one place for me to kind of pick through, as opposed to dealing with the abyss of the web out there.
right. So, no, it is.
I'm a personal fan of this particular page, so. next up is you also have some support groups.
We have some support groups. We have six support groups in our area, and we also, one of the support groups we have, we've been doing, one of our teleconferences, I should say, is done also for, we had a parent support group in Tacoma that kind of dwindled, and so I thought we could go national and we could put it, it's a teleconference, but also support group for parents online. And so we have those occasionally as well. We also still have a quarterly meeting here, but all the other meetings are once a month. We have three for parents of kids with ADD and three for adults with ADD. Our Seattle group also has a group that meets the non-ADD spouse or partner. Meets with a therapist as well. So they have their own, issues to discuss. So that's very helpful as well.
That's awesome. I will have to tell you, I've actually, there's a few people that I've worked with in the past that have actually either basically participated in many of these support groups before they kind of came to coaching. All of them were very They spoke very positive about their experience and all those. So I would just have to share that with you. I think I've worked for four or five people that actually have been out in that particular area. So got to give it a plug.
Great.
It sounds like it's their wealth of information and very well received. So
they are. Yeah, we try to set them up as an education support as well, but an education. So we have a presenter that comes and speaks about, again, a certain topic. So you can go and listen to a doctor, or you can listen to a teacher that can talk about strategies for your child or something. So they're very educational, and I think that's really helpful.
Absolutely. And then the kind of last area that kind of is on the main website is, I guess it's reading material. So this is going to be, I'm assuming, reading material that's not really books that would be in the bookstore section.
That's correct. Those are articles. So we have it divided into sections. There's articles for adults with ADD. There's articles for parents of children with ADD. Then there's past newsletters, and then we have an ADD reader that we put out. That's available for members only.
Mm-hmm.
But many articles are free for both the parents and the adults with ADD.
All kind of consolidated by kind of topic in a particular area, as opposed to having to search the web all by yourself. It's a great place to go start to kind of get the lowdown on what's there.
Exactly, so, exactly.
This is awesome. I tell you what, Kathy, we've got about 13 minutes to go. What I'd like to do is I'd like to go on a break right now and then come back, and I'd like to talk about some of the other things like the e-newsletter, the conferences you have coming up, and then the member site, the paid-for services. So I guess before we go to break, can you let the listeners know how they could get in contact with you
sure.
if they've got any specific questions or comments?
Sure. Well, our website is www.addresources.org. Questions, comments can go to email address, which is office@addresources.org, or we still have phones, and you can call. Our number is 253-759-5085.
We have phones with real people that answer, and that's kind of novelty. I like that.
That's right. That's right. I'm not
all
here
right.
24 hours a day, but I'm here a lot.
There you go. There you go. At least you might not get somebody first try, but somebody's going to respond to you if you leave a message.
Yeah, absolutely.
So. All right. With that, we're going to go break. We'll be right back.
This is
okay.
Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. When you're stuck, what do you pay attention to? If you're paying attention to the same logic or level of thinking that created the problem, maybe you need to pay attention to something else. Dig Coaching excavates outcomes by paying attention to what you pay attention to. After all, if you're paying attention to the wrong thing, you're likely paying attention to the wrong solution. To learn more about finding your obvious solution, go to digcoaching.com and download the free audio file, Finding the Obvious Solutions When They Aren't So Obvious. Don't delay, do it today.
If you have a topic that you want covered or question answered, just email us at info@digcoaching.com.
Be part of the show. Dial 646-652-4409. And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. We are we have Kathy Engel, the Director of Operations of ADD Resources, on the line, and we are talking about what a resource the organization is. And before the break, we were talking about all the services that ADD Resources provides for free. And there's two pieces I wanted to kind of cover before we actually start to talk about some of the resources that are available if you become a member. And one of those, Nancy, is you guys have an annual conference. This year's is in October, right?
That's correct. We do October 9th this year.
And it's actually in Seattle or Tacoma?
It's actually in Bellevue, so
just
10 minutes east of Seattle.
And this has been an annual conference because you do it every year. Can you tell everybody about the conference, what it's about, and what they could expect, and how they could find more information on it?
Sure. So our conferences we have set up with one or two keynotes. In the past, we've had either one keynote and then breakouts, or two keynotes and breakouts. Our conference last year We had Ari Tuchman, who's written books on ADHD, was the morning keynote, and Gina Pera, who wrote a book, Is It You, Me, or Adult ADD, on relationships in the afternoon. And then we had 20 additional breakout presenters from which people could choose one of seven different breakouts each session. And those ranged anywhere from we get a good mix of parents that have kids with ADD, adults with ADD, doctors that are coming for their patients, and teachers as well for their students. So we have a nice, you know, we have some coaching breakouts. We have ones on adult AD, one on, you know, medication, but a real broad range of topics for both our newly diagnosed and people that know what they need, and that's why they're there, and people that are more advanced. So that's how it's set up.
That's exciting. You also have a teachers conference, right?
We do. We have a teachers conference usually in the spring. This year we had it in February, and we're repeating it in November. In the past, we've done either one a year, or they've had both a spring and a fall. So this year we're doing another one in Portland. It's the same as the one that we did in Renton in February. So
excellent. So yeah. One other thing I want to touch about is can listeners or anybody can they subscribe to your newsletter so that they're they're apprised of upcoming teleconferences and et cetera, and the conference, those types of things. Is there a way to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. On our front page, we have a little to receive our e-news and information about upcoming events. Click here, and you can join as a non-member, which obviously is free. And then you will get monthly e-news as well as the upcoming teleconferences we have that are free, as well as, well, in the e-news, it'll have information about our local events, so our support mm-hmm. groups and our conferences and workshops.
Excellent. So, again, everyone, what I like about this, or what attracted me to have Kathy on the show to talk about this, is it's really a portal, like a centralized place for you to go to be able to get information, whether it be by teleconference where you actually can get on live and ask questions of some people, or if you want to kind of see all the books on ADD that have been kind of reviewed all in one place, or articles. So it's that's awesome. All this stuff that we've talked about so far, for the most part, is free. Kathy, there's also a member portion that I guess you can go and you can kind of sign up and pay a small fee for the year, and there's additional resources that are available. Can you speak about what the membership is about?
I can. And actually, if you don't, one quick thing before I kind of get into that is there's another link on the front page that we didn't mention. It's resources. And it takes you to, there's a link on there both with a national directory so that you can find a provider in your area.
Mm-hmm.
We encourage people to list themselves providers in our directory. There's also national resources, which has lists other ADHD websites, professionals, and different kinds of, there's even a Spanish site on there, or Spanish category on there for different articles, and,
mm-hmm.
and that's very helpful. The members, so we're basically funded by our membership and donations. And so our membership is $45 initially the first year, and then it's $25 to renew. The members have access to everything on our website. They have access to all of the articles. All of the podcasts are free. They used to put out a quarterly advice category, which was about 8 pages long. All of those have been archived and are on our website. We also have a 130-page book that we put out called The Adult ADD Reader, a collection of articles from both local and national experts on the topic of ADHD. That is available on our website, too, in the members-only section.
Mm-hmm.
And then aside from that, locally, both locally and nationally, because our members get a discount to our events, to our usually like a $20 break for our conferences and workshops. But also, when we do teleseries, we do a few teleseries a year. We have a member price and a non-member price. So it pays
mm-hmm.
for itself pretty quickly.
Very quickly.
Yes, it does.
It actually is very nice because you have access to all the old podcasts and stuff. There's a whole wealth of information going back that you can actually kind of just dial in and listen to, you know, at your leisure and kind of go through, which is, I mean, it's kind of a value of itself. And I'll share with you, there's a there's a lot of really good people that have been speaking there. There's been several people that actually have come on or actually have done podcasts that we've actually had on the show, which I promote that. So it's, I encourage everybody to check it out because there's a wealth of information that's there, and well worth the $45, particularly if you're going to go to a conference or something.
Right, and the podcasts are amazing. As you mentioned before, Jeff, a lot of people that have ADD or other learning differences don't particularly like to read or don't find they can keep their focus long enough to read. So the podcasts are wonderful because you can download them to your computer, listen to them anytime. You can transfer them to your iPod, take them where you can. Don't have to download them, just listen and then go back out and keep going back to our website. But there's over 80 different recorded teleconferences there on anything, on all different topics. So they're really, I think that in and of itself is worth the membership. I push those because they're wonderful.
It really is, and I'm on the member site myself, and there's actually website subcategory. So if you want information on comorbid kind of conditions, you click on a link, and it takes you to stuff that's under there. You can dial into workplace issues. So not only is all that stuff there, it's actually kind of categorized by topic, and just, I mean, I could spend days and hours struggling to try to find stuff on the internet, and so this is just a great place to go. As the title of today's show, ADD Resources, wow, what a resource. It really is just a great place that goes, that has everything kind of in one place that can kind of get you what you want relatively quickly. And then as you learn more, you can certainly go out in other places and find it. But the power to me is it's just kind of a one-stop shop. And the website, too, I'll actually give you kudos. And I find it relatively easy to navigate, which is a big deal. I can't tell you how many times I've been in some places, and the information's there, but it's like
hard to get to.
4 or 5 days to find out what I'm really looking for. So kudos
well,
to your organization.
And yeah, and we have, we just basically try to give people as much information as possible. So, for instance, on our podcast page, we've got the topic, we've got the person who did it with a link to their website. If they want to read more about that person, get more information, or get on someone else's, you know, newsletter, email list, or whatever, it's very helpful. So, a lot of information there. And if anybody has any problems navigating or not finding, you know, we encourage you to call because that's what we're here for.
I'm actually looking at down here, diagnosing treatment, talks about drugs, and it's got like Eli Lilly and Shire and McNabb, and it talks about like Adderall and stuff. So you can click on these things, and it actually takes you to the sites that has that information.
Right.
It really makes things so easily. So it's a huge resource, and I encourage everyone out there to at least go check it out, and I think that you'll find it a great place to actually begin searching for stuff. Kathy, we've got about 2 minutes to go before we kind of need to wrap some up. Is there anything else that's worth noting that we haven't covered, or is there anything in particular that you'd like to highlight that you think would be helpful for our listeners?
Well, one of the things that we have been working here in our office is just continually adding to the resources. So we're going to have a page in the next week or two go up where people can find if they're low income or they need medication or they, you know, can't workplace issues, those kinds of things. So we encourage people to let us know about other resources so that we can add them to our page. We would love to put things, new things up there. I'm open to any kind of feedback as far as what we should have on there, what we need to have on there. And then the other thing is encouraging providers nationwide to list themselves in our directory. And they can do it as a non-member with a listing, which is no charge, regular member with a listing, which they're just placed further up. But I get calls from people all over the United States saying, I'm in, you know, fill in the blank, Coeur d'Alene or a smaller place, and they can't find a doctor or they can't find a support group. And so it's really helpful for us to get people to put themselves in there just so we can be as complete as we can be.
For the coaches that are out there that listen to us, I can say I get a regular – I'm a professional member and get, probably 5 to 10 hits a month directly coming from the site. So to find me, they'd actually have to do that stuff, and they're coming here. So it's well worth considering actually becoming a professional member. So with that, Kathy, I'd like to thank you again for being on the show. And,
thank you, Jeff.
I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. Before we kind of close, can you let everybody know again how they can get in contact with you if they have any questions?
Sure. Our email, it's office@addresources.org. And if you would like to phone, it's area code 253-759-5085. And our web address is www.addresources.org.
Excellent. Again, thank you very much for being on the show. And everyone, we'll catch you next week for another edition of Attention Talk Radio.
Thanks,
Jeff.
Bye-bye.